Welcome to YFC for Parents, a weekly radio broadcast for parents of teenagers. Youth for Christ is committed to helping parents effectively raise their teens in today's challenging world. Now, here's your host, Kaylee Akina.
Welcome to YFC for Parents. If you're listening and you're a parent today, you're in for a treat because we've got somebody who can really help you in one of the most important issues that we face as parents, and that is the education of our children. And in particular today, I have with me in studio the head of a terrific institution, the Word of Life Academy. He's Headmaster Royce Tenoye, and he happens to be a real expert on what it takes to bring the various components of the spirit and the academic life, as well as character and sports, all together in one package, infuse them into the lives of young people. And he's been doing this for well over 15 years. I'd like to welcome him to the program today as we talk about the value of a Christian education. Royce, thanks for being here today on YFC for Parents.
Well, it's great to be here, Kaylee.
Well, you know, I've been looking forward to this because Patty and I are the parents of four children. Two of them are in college and beyond, and two of them are still at home with us. And maybe, who knows, at the end of this program, I'll call you up and say, let me get my kids into your school.
Are they teenagers?
One's a teen and one is in elementary. And tell me, what is the range of young people you work with at Word of Life Academy?
Well, we have preschool all the way up through high school.
So. Well, that is something. What's the size of your academy?
About 230. Mm-hmm.
About how many teachers do you have?
Oh, 15, 16 teachers.
Well, you know, and that's a good ratio, actually, about 20 to 1, I just off the top of my head. But I may have to go back to elementary school to do my arithmetic.
Well, there are some part-time staff.
And what does Word of Life Academy offer that makes it distinctive? There are so many educational opportunities out there, but I think Word of Life has focused on a certain set of values.
Well, I think Christian schools in general, the ones that are very closely connected with a local church, really want to infuse Christian values and have that Christian environment on campus with the teachers in every classroom, and to really, you know, do what the Bible says, and that's to train up these children, train up all these students in the way that they should go.
So there's real freedom to be able to conduct the educational process in a way that fits with biblical values.
Oh, certainly. There are a lot of things that we do that absolutely cannot do in a public school setting. You know, I've worked both in the public and private side, and, you know, it's just starting your day with prayer, praising and worshiping God every single morning, ministering to the heart of a child with God's word. You know, try and do that in a secular environment, and you've got a lawsuit on your hand.
So in a Christian school, what exactly does a Christian education consist of?
Well, we usually talk about it in three different ways. Uh-huh. Number one, Christian curriculum. The books have to be Christian. Otherwise, there's just such a secular humanist slant in what is being taught our children. Number two, a Christian environment. And that's how is the school or how is the place set up so that it encourages and fosters Christian growth in our students. And also the faculty. I think that's the third part that is so important. The faculty, having Christian, strong Christian leaders in your faculty is key because they are going to be, for a good part of the day, especially in the elementary grades, they are the surrogate parent, they're the educator, they're the coach, they're a little mini pastor right there in their classroom, they're a Bible study leader. I mean, they're everything to these kids. And, you know, the Bible talks about a student is going to become like their teacher. And if you don't have good people in the classroom teaching, then they're just going to become like whatever you have there.
That's interesting because frequently education today is being regarded as a commodity. We have education online, which is not a bad thing. We have self-education. We have opportunities for students to pick and choose what options they have. But it sounds as though relationship with the teacher is an important component in your school.
Oh, it's and probably in every strong Christian school, that's going to be one of the key elements. Just having someone who will pray with you. You know, in many schools, policy drives everything. Policy, procedures, rules. But sometimes just sitting down and saying a good prayer with a child is going to help. You know, give them a prayer and a hug and send them back to their seat. That's going to do a whole lot more than writing them up and sending them into the principal's office or something else. Really ministering to the heart of the child rather than just their actions.
How about that? You know, Royce, what you're talking about, ministering to the heart of the child, is on the heart, I believe, of every Christian teacher. And because of our ministry in Youth for Christ, as you know, across the island in public schools, we work with Christian believers who are teachers, who are principals, and they desire on their hearts to impart wisdom and caring to children in the schools. But they're, of course, in the public schools, constrained by being in the public sector. So I can imagine that for many teachers, there's a real feast at a Christian institution for them to be able to mentor, to be able to disciple and provide spiritual nurture in the context of education.
Oh, certainly. I don't know how somebody can be a teacher and really hold themselves back from just letting it slip and out of their mouths because...
You mean their identity and their character?
Right.
Well, I do know that some wonderful, wonderful believers in the public school system learn to walk that tightrope as a sense of mission, that they're out there reaching out in the secular world, in the outpost. But how rich it is, though, for young people who can go to a comprehensively Christian environment.
Oh, certainly. My two daughters have both been in this environment from... Mm-hmm. We had them on the waiting list from as they were born, just to make sure they got a chair in the school, and they really don't know any other kind of learning mm-hmm. environment.
Before we go to a quick break, Royce, what would you say is the greatest value a young person gets from a Christian education in an institution such as yours?
Well, they learn how to live life as a Christian, and in a place where it's okay to be Christian. It's okay to pray. It's okay to lay hands on someone and pray with them. It's okay to speak the word, speak the gospel. You know that not everyone in a Christian school is at the same level as the other, and so they're actually sometimes ministering to each other, sharing the word with each other.
Mm. Yeah. In a typical Christian school, whether it's Hawaii Baptist Academy or the Christian Academy, or in your case, the Word of Life Academy. Is it safe to assume that most students come from church families, or is it the case that non-church families send their children to the school?
Well, what we found is that the schools that are associated very closely with a church, for instance, mm-hmm. Christian Academy, their school's makeup is going to look very much like the congregation.
Okay, it serves the needs of the congregation.
Right, so you have people who have been saved basically all their lives, and you have people who just got born again last week. And they all bring their kids there, so you have this wide range.
So if there's a diversity in the congregation, that will repeat itself in the school.
Exactly.
As well. Well, you know, when we come back from a quick break, I'd like to ask you a little bit more about what the content of the education is at a Christian school, something that you're able to impart that you can't do in the public schools. My guest today is Royce Tenoy, the headmaster of Word of Life Academy. We're talking about the value of a Christian education. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. This is Kaylee Akina. Today we're talking about the value of a Christian education, and I couldn't be talking about this with anyone more expert than my guest today, the headmaster of the Word of Life Academy in Honolulu, Royce Tenoy. Royce, earlier in the program you mentioned 3 distinctives of a Christian education. You said there was content, there was the environment, and there was the faculty, and we've been talking about the faculty, but let's switch gears for a moment here and talk a bit about the content. So it's not just opening up in prayer or having a faculty member who can counsel you spiritually, but the real hardcore content of what is delivered in the classroom, what is studied in the books or online, is actually different from what someone will get in a public school. How so? How is it different?
Oh, it's very different. Even in some schools that are affiliated with various religions, they will separate any religious aspect of the education to a Bible class or a world religions class or just chapel. Everything else is during the week is secular textbooks. And if you open up take a history book or a civics book in a secular school and compare it with a history book or a political science book from a Christian publisher, you'll see huge differences. For instance, and even in, I think maybe where it's most remarkable is in the sciences. Mm-hmm. I happen to be teaching the biology class this semester, and it's amazing how, you know, you'll learn all of the same things. You'll learn how skin is skin, how it grows and what it does, and different plant parts and everything else. But you'll learn that these marvelous, wonderful things are a creation of God. They didn't just happen, and it had to be, and they'll explain to you why. And every chapter in the book, and there's a whole chapter at the beginning of the book that talks about how God designed all of this. Mm.
So in a sense, there is something in common with the secular education. You'll get an understanding of anatomy and biology and physiology and all the processes in science in your biology class, but you'll be able to stand back with the students and say, and this is what David said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right. It's all a matter of perspective. You know, when parents come in and they interview, we always tell them, you know, look at the human hand. It's so amazing. You know, it can pick up a feather. It can pick up 100 pounds. When it gets cut, it heals itself, you know. And the secular book will say, you know, only evolution over millions of years could have caused that to happen. And we say, look at the human hand. It can pick up a feather. It can pick up 100 pounds. When it gets cut, it heals all by itself. Only God could have created something so marvelous as that.
It sounds to me as though in a class such as in science, like your biology class, there is also the infusion of values, the infusion of perspective, which understandably is something that in the public schools is extricated out. Yet, at the same time, how do you deal with a criticism that is sometimes levied against homeschools by Christians, as well as Christian schools, that we may be anti-science somehow? Somehow we may be back in the flat earth days and so forth in what we're teaching our children, or we may be fostering an anti-intellectual or an anti-scientific frame of reference. What would you say to that? I'm sure you've heard of heard that critique.
Yes. Well, that's really very simple. You know, science is one of my hobbies, and I really like it a lot. In a Christian curriculum, any good Christian curriculum, you're not going to be missing any of the content. The content will all be there. It's all the presentation of it. And I think what a lot of people don't realize, especially when they're talking about the sciences, is how most of science is theory. And there's a really great book out there that by a man named Bill Bryson. It's a secular book totally, but he has done an amazing study on just the history of science, and he covers, it's called A Short History of Nearly Everything, and he does cover nearly everything. But what I got from that book is how science is always changing its mind. I mean, constantly throughout the ages, constantly changing its mind, and yet it's every theory is presented as fact. When I was in high school, Big Bang Theory was presented as fact. This is what we know happened in the early days. And now it's kind of antiquated. Nobody really really believes Big Bang Theory anymore, and yet it's always changing. Yet God's Word is eternal.
Mm. Now, that would be an interesting conversation for perhaps many parents who have educations from universities and the secular world and so forth, where a Big Bang still, you know, has a very great play. But I'll leave that for another conversation with you. I really want to find out also, what is the heartbeat of the curriculum approach? I know it's not just giving minimal competencies to pass the state test at the end of high school. Well, what's the philosophy? What kind of person do you want to develop with the curriculum, the actual teaching content?
Well, of course, we want to have high achievers. We assume that all of our students are going to college and are going to be prepared well for that.
Okay, so it's college prep from kindergarten up.
Definitely, all the way.
So and all of the ingredients needed in order to fill out an application and be admitted to a first-rate university will go into the education.
Oh, yes.
To dispel any misconceptions that all they do is sit around and read the Bible and sing Kumbaya, there's actually math and science and history and social studies and so forth, and opportunities, I would assume, to take the advanced placement exams as well in preparing
exactly.
for college.
Mm-hmm. In fact, in looking through the biology book that I'm teaching right now, it is far more rigorous than the biology I ever took in high school. And I look at some other kids' textbooks from other schools that are in secular schools. This textbook leaves nothing. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's tough stuff.
So kids are not going to miss out academically by going to a Christian school. And indeed, as you say, could actually have an advantage because of that.
Oh, yes. And they won't like it because there is a lot of work, and it is, again, the word I like to use is it is very rigorous. It's like getting a good mental workout, and so, yes, they'll be well-schooled by the time they're ready for college.
Just really quickly, again, before the break, Royce, how do you face disciplinary issues at the school? Do you think it's easier in the Christian environment?
Well, it's easier in the sense that if your school assumes everyone is a Christian, at least one parent is a Christian, then you can go, well, what we tell parents from the very get-go, and I think most Christian schools do this, is that the Bible is our rule book. This is where we go back to, and this is how we handle things. And so we're not
a school where the Ten Commandments actually matters.
We're not bound by policy. And, you know, two different disciplinary cases might have the exact same look on the outside, but there may be two very different solutions to it, depending on what's going on with the family, how are they spiritually mature or not. And it takes a lot longer to actually work through it, but I think the results are more eternal and everlasting.
Well, thank you very much. When we get back from this short break, I want to ask you right at the top of our return about the results. How do you compare your grads to graduates of the public schools and so forth? And my guest today is the headmaster of Word of Life Academy in Honolulu, Mr. Royce Tanoi. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. My guest today, Royce Tanoi, is the headmaster of Word of Life Academy, and we're talking about the value of a Christian education. And if you'd like a free copy of today's broadcast or any of the wonderful broadcasts with terrific guests we've had over the last 5 years, just go online, and you can listen to it online, or you can download it, or you can subscribe to an iPod subscription and hear it anywhere. In fact, the program is heard across the world, and we get feedback not only from the more than 200 Youth for Christ programs that are in the United States, as well as people just randomly from somewhere we've never heard of contacting us through email. And so where you go is this, is to our website, yfcforparents.org. That's yfcforparents.org, and you can access the entire library of very helpful programs. Well, back to Royce Tanoi. We're talking about the value of a Christian of education. Royce, bottom line for many parents today, and I don't think this is always the healthiest perspective to have, but bottom line for a lot of parents is, what college are my kids going to get into? And we've got parents who are prepping their kids with flashcards from age two to get them into that coveted place in Harvard. And so how would someone who has such thoughts in mind see the results that takes place in a Christian education?
Well, Christian schools traditionally have placed students just about anywhere that they want to or can go. If they have the, so much of it really depends on how much does that student want to get to the big prestigious university that they want to, and a lot of it is really in their hands. Whether they are going for Stanford or an Ivy League school or just maybe a UCLA or any of these big schools are going to have certain requirements, and they're looking for certain types of people. And you'll have we have parents who want their kids to be NFL football players and all of these different things. And many of them do have very much the potential to get there. And after that, it's up for them to walk it out.
So all of the resources and tools are there for students to go on and succeed in whatever level they're suited to. What are some of the results that you've seen at Christian Academy in comparison to the general field of public school grads?
Well, we've had students placed in USC, all up and down the West Coast, UCLA. We have kids on the East Coast even. There's a one of our he didn't actually graduate with us, but he went most of his entire schooling with us. He's at Yale now.
Great.
And then we have kids who are at HCC and KCC. And really what we...
The community colleges.
Right. What we're looking for is what college is going to be the best fit.
Do the majority go on to some college?
Yes.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. Now I would be remiss if, having you here from Word of Life Academy, I didn't ask you about your sports program, which is really, I think there's a national story there, as a matter of fact, because you don't typically think of a church-related school as becoming a powerhouse in sports, but apparently that's what's happening.
It's quite miraculous, actually.
And I need to say hello to my dear friend, your athletic director, Joe Onasai.
Yeah, I think a lot of the credit really has to go to Pastor Joe. He's out there in the community, and he really attracts top quality athletes and students and parents who want their kids to play in an environment that is very much like a Christian school. And I really didn't get what he was talking about when he first brought that idea up a long time ago until I got down there on the football field and listened to... I'm not an athlete myself, so I don't know how coaches talk. And it's just like in the movies. And it's not quite...
It's not like in chapel.
It's not the nurturing environment.
How about that?
Yeah, so and
get out there on the field and forgive the guys. Turn the other cheek. So. It's a little more aggressive than that. And I know Joe. You know, here's something that's remarkable, and that is for the longest time, Word of Life, as well as other Christian schools and small private schools, had to pull their players together to make a team to enter, if at all possible, into the mainstream tournaments. But now you have a varsity team that competes in interscholastic football, and you're doing quite well. That's quite an accomplishment, and you've won many awards in other areas, track and field and so forth. So what role does having a robust sports program play then for a small Christian school?
Well, it certainly helps. It broadens your audience, basically. There are parents out there who are absolutely sure their child is pro material, so they're going to be looking for a school that
That's
offers
every parent.
Them. Well, not my parents. They're looking for a math club and a band program. And if if they have no opportunity, then they'll go look elsewhere, even at the expense of putting their child in a secular school with it, maybe, and sort of give up those things that they cherish at home and church, hoping that they'll make it through okay. And that's you know, it's been one of Pastor Joe's dreams to have a school with Christian athletics. I mean, truly Christian athletics, where the kids are mentored and not just yelled at, where the kids are trained up to be champions, and champions for Christ, student athletes and student disciples out there, not just big hunks of muscle and brawn going out there.
And that speaks to the overall mission of the school. It is to in part, to integrate the whole life experience, whether it's sports or business or whatever it may be, with the education based upon Christian character.
Exactly. I mean, you're not a Christian school if everything you do doesn't go straight back to the Bible. Mm-hmm. If it's not based in God's Word, then it's not really, shouldn't be a part of that Christian school.
Well, Royce, it has been wonderful learning about Word of Life Academy, but more than that, the value of a Christian education. Any last words you'd like to say to those listening about the importance of a Christian education?
Well, Christian education in whatever form and whatever school you go to, it is an investment. And I can't think really of any greater investment than we as parents have than our children. And it may mean some lifestyle changes in terms of what we spend our money on and where we spend our time. But in the raising of our child, you know, the teacher is going to see them many more hours of their waking life than we are. And we get them when they're sleeping in the car, sleeping at home, and maybe after school and early in the morning. But the teacher and that school is going to have a tremendous influence. That's critically important. That's a great place to invest for your child.
Well, Royce, I want to thank you very much. My guest today, Royce Tenoy, headmaster of Word of Life Academy. We've been talking about the value of a Christian education, and I want to say mahalo, and we'll be back next week with another episode of YFC for Parents. Aloha.
You've been listening to Keili'i Akina, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. If today's program has been helpful to you, we invite you to join the family of YFC supporters. In gratitude for your contribution of $25 or more, we'll send you a free copy of YFC's new book, Life Coach Your Teens, by Roger Cross. Visit our website at yfcforparents.org. YFC for Parents airs on AM 760 KGU every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For program information, visit our website at yfcforparents.org or call 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Until next time, aloha.